Okay, folks. All right, I just cracked an ice cold Heineken Zero. No plug intended there. I'm not ready for the hard stuff yet because I got to get through this emergency insert. Marc-Andre Fleury, numero 29, formerly of the Pittsburgh Penguins, Vegas Golden Knights, Chicago Blackhawks, and most recently the Minnesota Wild, has signed a PTO contract, will be practicing with the Pens at UPMC Lemieux Sports Complex, or maybe at the big arena, I'm not sure which, on the 26th, I believe. Double-checking. Back to the top of this article by Josh Yoey. Yes, and then we'll be playing in net, at least for part of the game, against the Columbus Blue Jackets here in Pittsburgh at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock or 7:07 puck drop that night. But only a select few will get to see the game because tickets went from being extremely cheap to being over $350 a piece to sit in the nosebleeds. So dare I say, quote unquote, you and I will not get to go to this game, even if we live up the street and it's a preseason game. But we can watch it on TV. You can watch it at the bar. It will be sold out, packed to the rafters. And I am extremely bummed that I will not be there. But I simply am not dropping Scrooge McDuck's silo of gold bars on a preseason game ticket. But holy smokes. And you know, when I first heard this news and I saw the posts, I was at work. Okay, I have a part-time job. I'm working during the day. And I just saw Fleury signed. And I thought, oh my God, you know what? He's looked really good in his last handful of outings heading out of the regular season through that early playoff run that the Minnesota Wild had. And then, you know, Canada did not do that well in the international tournament over the summer. Hold on a sip of this cold beer again here. Bear with me. I worked a long day today too, folks, here in Pittsburgh. But, yeah. And then I thought, okay, well, all this, like last night. So I'm recording this emergency insert on Friday, the 12th, September 12th. And all I can say is last night on the 11th, I was out at Josh Getzoff and Phil Bork's Hot Stove event at The Pitch on Butler, which is a really nice bar, kind of a soccer bar. They have amazing Irish trad music sessions there as well. But Colby Armstrong was down there. Jeff Carter was down. Joe Brand was hanging out. A few different Penguins employees. And it was just... it wasn't even all that packed. It was full, but it was just a nice event. And Josh and Phil, or Getzoff and Borky, the old 2-9er, reunited from their times in the booth together. Of course, we'll hear them and see them on the TV side on different odd nights as that cast rotates with Josh Getzoff on the play-by-play. Phil Bork as the color commentator, as they were together on the radio booth side, will continue on the TV side, depending on the evening, as Borky still does plenty of radio duties, as far as I know, along with Joe Brand. So that whole lot were there, and they were talking, among other things, about the fact that Sidney Crosby, and you're going to hear Jordan DeFigio and I talk about this in today's podcast after the insert is over, about how Sidney Crosby's trade talks had ramped up again. There's so much emotion coursing through my veins right now. There is this, or Arpon Basu, I'm not sure how to pronounce the name, but that's how it's spelled, Arpon Basau, our article published today. If Sidney Crosby seeks a trade, which I'll be honest, from what I understand, Pat Brisson, Sid Crosby's agent, has been saying, excuse me, the beer is getting to me, Sid kind of is hinting at the fact that he may want to trade. You're going to hear more about that in today's episode and read the articles, the aforementioned articles in The Athletic, please. Yeah, there's just so much going on right now. Marc-Andre Fleury is going to suit up as a Penguin for this late preseason game on September 27th. And then I don't know what's going to happen. I guess, you know, the basic gist of it was that Yowie's article talks about how Pat Brisson has been piping up. Brisson appears to want the Penguins captain traded. Either that or he's publicly pressuring Kyle Dubas to scrap the rebuild that Pittsburgh's president of hockey operations and general manager has been orchestrating for 18 months. Look, my guess is whatever Pat Brisson wants, he's more or less going to get, because I don't think Pat Brisson sounds off without Sidney Crosby telling him that he signed off on it. You'll hear this full conversation, and it's not fun, folks. I'm sorry to even be referencing it. That's why I have this fake beer going, because I both need to drink a beer, cha-king, and need to not get drunk and sad, cha-king. Does one of you out there want to make me a little less sad? Take me to the Marc-Andre Fleury preseason game. I'll be home from my trip in New York playing gigs, and I would love to be there if you want to take me along. I'm not affording it otherwise. So somebody out there, drop in on me, take me to the game. I'll buy you a beer that I can afford, and I'll keep making podcasts. And as I said on my Instagram stories, if you're the one who drops me a ticket to this game, you can come on the podcast. We'll have a full chat about the Pittsburgh Penguins. You'll be an automatic guest, because this is a hot ticket right now. I'd love to see fly like we all would. I think even Penguins haters would love to be there that night. Hockey lovers in general would love to see Marc-Andre Fleury, the Flower, in a Penguins uniform just one more time. There will be tears flowing, and he will not continue into the regular season playing for the Pittsburgh Penguins, no matter how good he looks that night against a very talented Blue Jackets team. And I do imagine they will put their best players on the ice, because those guys are going to want to play against our stars, but specifically numero 29. I'm trying to get my French back in shape, because if I see Marc-Andre around, I'm going to have to talk to him, not in the language he's also fluent in, English, but I'll have to drop a little French greeting in there for him as well. Okay, that's all. I just had to make this insert because it wasn't news yet when Jordan and I recorded yesterday, and I couldn't get around to posting it until today because I wanted to attend Getzoff and Borky's Hot Stove, which I didn't find out about until late in the evening, and then I had to work all day. So Jeff Taylor out for now, but Marc-Andre Fleury signs this, you know, you have to call it a PTO because it's going to last a couple of days, and that's all it will be. He will not be a Pittsburgh Penguins goaltender as far as we know. Of course, I guess that could change. I do not expect it to heading into the regular season. That will be, as Josh Yowie intimates in his article of today, September 12th, entitled Bonjour Flower, Fleury signs with Penguins to finish career in preseason game. I was going to say something there, but yeah, it's most likely just going to be this limited appearance at UPMC Lemieux Sports Complex, if that's in fact where practice is that day. Good luck trying to cram into that. I think the practice starts at 12. You will have to be there around 6 a.m. to get into that facility that day, I would imagine. There will be a line waiting for that place to open. That is for sure. Okay, folks, all my best to you, Penguins fans, hockey fans around the world, and friends of ours who like to tune in just to hear our Jordans and my voices. Stand by for a podcast, among other things, about Dan Muse and our expectations of what kind of bench he's gonna ice for the beginning of this year's regular season, in spite of pressures from maybe the ownership and front office to play certain guys. Will he bring more of the youth up? And then, of course, we talked about the big news. The biggest news, bigger than the Marc-Andre Fleury news, is the Sidney Crosby trade speculations, which are now very much a real thing. And I hate to say it, but I just cannot imagine Kyle Dubas, who has, you know what, I'll save it, because Jordan and I already talked about it. So enjoy the episode. Jeff Taylor out, and here is a little word about, how we're feeling and also our sponsorships. Thanks. Check, check, check. Are we going on Rocky? Yes, we're going. What's going on, Jordan?
Oh, another day in paradise over here, thriving on this sunny Thursday afternoon. I really had to think about that one, but yeah.
September 11th, 24 yes. years oh God, since yeah. that infamous day here in the United States.
Which is just unreal to think about
yeah.
that it happened at all and that we're that far removed from it at this point.
We were talking just before we started recording a little bit about that anniversary and how mm-hmm. I was in college and you were...
I was in second grade. No, third grade.
Third grade. Do you remember your teacher's name?
Yes, I actually... her name was Mrs. Halsack, but she was out on extended medical leave because she had some kind of, it was a pretty intense surgery. I can't remember what it was, but she was out. So our long-term sub, I can't remember his last name because it was so similar to Cicada that is what we called him.
That was a day.
That was a day. Yeah. Goodness gracious.
I just remember everybody coming together so much at that time. And that's all I'll say. I just think we could really use those who remember it and remember that time. We could really use right now to find, again, we've said this before on the podcast, find what connects us, not what what separates us, because there's plenty of what separates us at times. But, you know, we definitely... inherently have much more in common with each other than difference. And I definitely implore everybody out there to take this time this week, this weekend, to reflect on, you know, loving each other, your neighbor, not trying to quote any scripture there or anything like that. Just simple golden rule type stuff. And we keep getting reminded of that. That's for sure on a daily basis. So Penguins fans, hockey fans, do want to remind you that this podcast is brought to you in a wonderful partnership alongside the purveyors of the finest hand-roasted single-origin coffee right here in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania. That is Espresso Amano. Big shout-out to Matt and the staff at Espresso Amano, the location closest to my neck of the woods on Potomac Avenue in Dormont, PA. There's also the roastery and larger cafe with delicious pastries available as well, in addition to those bags of fresh roasted beans. And they are always fresh roasted because they go off the shelf fast at Espresso Amano on Butler Street in Lawrenceville. Thank you, Espresso Amano and EspressoAmano.com, for partnering with Fly Penguins Fly. And now, Jordan, let's get to today's episode.
Woo!
Back, Penguins fans, and I can say that because it's starting to, the electricity's starting to buzz through the walls, and it's almost hockey season. It kind of is hockey season because, first of all, hi Jordan DeFigio with me. Hey. As always, how are you feeling today? What state do I find you in, both geographically and spiritually?
Geographically, I'm at my home. That will not be my home for much longer since I'm moving in a little over a week to the city proper. But I am... Yeah, that's exactly what noise goes off in my head every time I think about it. But that's where I am currently. And spiritually, you know, trying to stay afloat in the current climate that is... America.
Yeah.
But you know,
pretty wacky out here.
Doing okay. It is pretty wacky. Surviving, maybe not thriving constantly or
I would understand
ever,
that.
But yeah.
I would understand that.
What about you, Jeff?
Ditto on the ladder. Definitely trying to focus on like a one foot in front of the other mentality here, that mindful approach to my days. Try not to get too caught up in the current events stuff, but keep my heart open and my head clear. Otherwise, doing okay. Had to stack up a couple doctor's visits today, and of course, I'm squeezing the pod in between that. So We'll report next week on how that all went. So far, so good. So that's, you know, it's sometimes hard to go to the doc and get the scans and get the reports and get the scopes and all that. But you know what? You get the good news and you're glad you did it. So maybe someday we'll partner with one of those local doc offices that are so prominently featured on all of the Penguins stuff. But speaking of the Pittsburgh Penguins, I am so excited to get to my first live Penguins action this year. And that will probably kick off with the tail end of training camp, although we don't have the exact dates for training camp. I think it is safe to say that it will kick off sometime next week up in Cranberry, Pennsylvania at the UPMC Lemieux Sports Complex. But tonight begins the Prospects Challenge up in Buffalo, New York. And that it goes from today, the 11th of September, through on a Thursday through the 15th, which is what is that Monday? So 12, 34, I guess Monday the 15th. And that's at the Lacombe Harbor Center in Buffalo and features the Boston Bruins, the Columbus Blue Jackets, the New Jersey Devils, and your Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah.
First time we'll get a look at Ben Kindle, just as one sort of thing to accentuate and highlight in a competitive environment. Obviously, the prospect camp that may already have transpired. I'll be honest, folks, I have had a lot going on in August leading into this September and have really been dialed out. Once the Goat League summer hockey ended and I was doing the PA for them, I actually really had to like just focus on what was in front of me and on my desk. And that was not dealing with prospect camp. And it's the first time I can say as a Pens fan that I think prospect camp must have come and gone with me more or less totally unawares. And Jordan, you've been honest with me in the past and our listeners when you've had to not really even pay attention to something. And I've heard that and thought, oh gosh, well, and the listeners are going to think, Jordan, but you know what? I feel the same way. It's like sometimes you just can't. And I feel like we can all relate to that. We can all relate that life does not necessarily allow us to watch every single game. It doesn't allow us to be at every single training camp and things like that. Also, I had just relocated here when I started going to all those things. So to me, it was brand new, the opportunity to see the Penguins do those things. Well, I guess I'm getting settled in a little bit because prospect camp came and went and I didn't even know when it was happening. I didn't.
Likewise.
And that's going to change, folks, because now hockey season is coming back. Jordan and I are going to be tuning up the Fly Penguins Fly podcast engine. You're going to be getting two episodes a week starting very soon. We're exploring all kinds of other elements for the podcast. We're on, as we said in the last episode, we're on the hunt for some new partners, some local businesses. So we'll see what comes to pass in that way. Usually in Pittsburgh, you ask and you will receive. So Everybody keep your fingers crossed. We'll have some cool new partnerships in the near future. My buddy Carl Wagner is up at Prospects Challenge up in Buffalo. So a little shout out to Carl. He made the trip from Devil's Country, where he's a big New Jersey hockey fan, to go see them and the Penguins and everybody. So he'll be up there. So shout out to Carl, who's one of the people that got me into the hockey world as well. And then I'll take a pause there, Jordan. I mean, this kind of a thing, let's just say I gave you two passes to Prospects Challenge up in Buffalo, and you had, say, Sunday and Monday free. Is that something you would even make the trip for?
I've said this many a time. I'm trying to shift my brain from football mode to hockey mode. Right. But I do think that would be something that would kind of get me in the spirits. I think that would be just what the doctor ordered.
A little bit of a transitional kickstart into ice mode.
I usually need that. I need my butt kicked.
Don't we all?
Yeah, we do, don't we? But yeah,
it's, I mean, you're talking about, well, I was just going to say, you're talking about getting not out of football mode, but adding hockey to the palate, let's say. We do have to congratulate the Pittsburgh Steelers on winning week one versus the New York Jets, who should be called the Jersey Jets. Because come on, the New York Giants versus the Jersey Jets. That's what it should be. They both play in New Jersey. At least one of those teams should be a Jersey team. But even though I thought the New Jersey Jets offense looked way better than the Steelers in the first, say, three quarters even, Aaron Rodgers got the job done. A lot of touches for Metcalf. Some great stuff on the other side of the ball from Ramsey, the new badass. What do you call him? He's a
corner, quarterback.
A crusher of human beings.
Oh, well, that as well. He was the only bright spot on the defense. There were a couple of other moments, I guess, that weren't awful, but the
DJ, my son, was good in the beginning of the game. He had a couple big plays.
Yeah, he did. But it was, the Jets just kind of slapped him around, which is not what you want to see with one of the highest paid defenses in the league. Not great. You hope it's just a case of, shaking off that rust first game of the season. But I don't trust Terrell Austin, the defensive coordinator, as far as I can chuck him.
Is that person new in that role?
No, he's been in the role for, years now. I can't remember when he took over, but he's been there for a minute. I think he was the, don't quote me on this, but I think he was the linebackers coach before he took over the coordinator position, but he has not.
I recognize this guy now. I'm looking at his picture online. Mm-hmm. I know him from the sideline there or the box or wherever he sits.
What year did he take over?
Maybe 2019, because it looks like he was with the Bengals in 2018. I think it would be 2019, but I could be wrong about that. Could be wrong. Okay. He is from Pennsylvania. He may have gone to Pitt as well. I may have that wrong, but he's from Sharon, Pennsylvania. So he's a local guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Destiny.
He seems lovely.
Yeah,
but he's not the best defensive coordinator, with the tools that he has on that roster. It's just, it feels like we're always kind of getting, slapped silly.
Super Bowl. He has a Super Bowl ring with the Baltimore Ravens from the 2011 season. So he's had success for sure. But the Steelers get the victory, narrow margin.
Boswell, something.
Chris Boswell, who I always want to call Terry Boswell because there's a drummer named Terry Bozzio. Anyway, Chris Boswell of the Pittsburgh Steelers, who wears number 9, booted that ball, and it was like he took a step back, took another step back, and then runs up, poof, kicks it. Somewhere in the stadium, a guy was like, "All right, this is a good time for me to go get a beer." And he went and got a beer and was back in time to see that ball go through the uprights. Because that ball was kicked from like Oakland to McKees Rocks. Mm-hmm. That was a serious kick, and it had plenty on it after it went through the uprights. It went fully past it. He would have made that kick from like 70 yards, literally.
Incredible, truly. And what's wild is that was the first time all game that I wasn't holding my breath over something.
It was automatic.
I know for a fact he's going to make this kick. And
absolutely,
he did. It was just money. He's money. He's incredible.
And Boz, you can come on this podcast anytime. We love you, Chris Boswell. You're underpaid and overworked no matter how much they give you.
Yep.
So we don't have the exact dates on training camp, as far as I can tell. I don't know why that's the case, but whatevs. Moving on. Jordan, the Penguins have a new head coach. I've seen him walking around the rink. He's real. He's not just a flesh-colored pylon dummy that they slide out onto the ice with an old jersey over it. He's real.
Correct.
He's Dan Muse, and he has taken over the bench. And I want to give you a prompt here and hear your opinions on this. Like, Josh Yowie had a piece in The Athletic recently, friend of the show, Josh Yowie, that said essentially the Carlson trade, Erik Karlsson, a right side defenseman for the Pittsburgh Penguins, right? High, well paid, possible Hall of Famer in the future. I think it's like multiple time Norris Trophy winner. He's been offensively amazing whenever he's hot, but then his time during the Penguins just hasn't been that great. He's kind of semi-immovable right now. Like, there are not a million offers for him, and he's clogging the works up, according to, you know, the reporting there, on that right side from Josh Yoey, on that right side, we've got, who are the guys? I mean, it's like, it's Carlson.
Yeah, sorry. I got distracted by, I was looking for the article that you were referring to, but then I found Josh's article about Sid potentially getting traded.
No. Really?
Yeah, from 9 this morning.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listeners, when Jordan DeFigio says, wait just a second. Wait, getting traded? What are we talking about here? That's Pierre LeBrun. That's not a Sid traded article. What's this?
Where are we looking?
Oh, okay. Josh, yeah. What are you doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is time. No,
well,
this
allegedly,
is clickbait, as much as I love Josh Yoey and I hold him in the highest regard. What are you reading here?
So allegedly, further into the article, he references a Pierre LeBrun article in The Athletic where Sid's agent essentially said that he wants Penguins captain Sidney Crosby to be traded, or he's publicly pressuring Kyle Dubas to scrap the rebuild that Pittsburgh's president of hockey operations and general manager has been orchestrating for about 18 months.
Who is Pat Brisson?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
I mean, but what? Okay, I'll pause. I'll let you continue. Sorry.
No, it's okay, because this is wild. This
is breaking
news,
folks.
Came just like a couple hours ago, yeah. Brisson's comments make it clear that Crosby's camp isn't too thrilled with the pace of Dubas's rebuild.
Which means Sidney Crosby.
Yep.
Jeez.
Sid hasn't said that he wants to be traded, but...
But when his agent, who's usually about as quiet as Sid is... there's been wild stuff going on in the NHL. This isn't the first super wild thing. I don't know if you saw this. I just saw this. Michael Russo of the Minnesota Wild beat for The Athletic reported that Kirill Kaprizov just turned down an 8-year contract to become the highest paid player in the history of the NHL.
Whoa.
With the Minnesota Wild. I mean, what else do you want? Like hockey, the
Yikes.
State of hockey, the land of 10,000 lakes, 100 and bazillion umpteen billion dollars. And he's like, nah. Allegedly he wants shorter term. Well, they're not going to give you as much money for shorter term, buddy.
Yeah.
And he missed half the season last year. So that's pretty wacky. But nothing's as wacky as Josh Yoey, who's probably, all right, I would say Rob Rossi's probably even more of a like people, any Sid talk is crazy talk type of guy. Mm-hmm. Josh is a little bit more, why is this a word? The word stolid is coming to mind, but that might not be the word that I mean. What does that word mean? Let's just say
great
that.
Question.
Josh, I have to look this up right now. Define stolid. It means calm, dependable, showing little emotion or animation. You know what? I think that works. Like yeah. Josh Yoey is calm. He's dependable. And so is Rob. All those things, of course, no offense. Another friend of the show and a good friend of ours. But showing little emotion or animation. Now, that does not describe Rob Rossi. But it does describe Josh's reporting, I think, a bit. And he would typically not just sound off in this way if he didn't think there was some blood in the mm-hmm. water. Jordan, come on. As though I needed to hear that right before I head to my doctor's appointment.
This isn't nothing. This isn't nothing, and I'm not happy about it. If Sidney Crosby leaves Pittsburgh...
We're going wherever he goes.
I will move.
I mean, at least for the rest of his career, at which point I will gladly resume... I won't throw anything out or anything like that. I love my Penguins jerseys. I love Pittsburgh. I'll still be living here. But boy, will I be flying around the country a lot to watch. Okay, so listen. This is the deepest Fly Penguins Fly has ever been willing to go entertaining any kind of talks about Sidney Crosby not being a Pittsburgh Penguin, because I'm not going to use the T word again on this podcast. Jordan, you're welcome to, of course.
I don't know if I can handle it. Truth,
do you feel as sick to your stomach as I do right now?
Yeah. I was already not starting from a great place, so it just plummeted my
Guess
stomach
what?
Into the depths of the earth.
We are going to get thousands of downloads extra because this news is out. Guarantee you. Guarantee you the Leafs fans, the Flyers fans. Oh, I'm going to be watching on the map where yins are listening from. Yeah. Because we know it's going to be, oh, Jordan, do you got the GERD going on right now? Do I hear the bubbling
of acid reflux
in your psycho penguins? Mm-hmm. Okay, this article, Josh Yowie, you had better be ready to come on this podcast and explain yourself, Lucy.
Yeah, we have lots of questions.
I'm just going to read one random paragraph toward the end of this. I'm going to do my Josh Yowie impression because he's earned it by publishing this. What I hope is nothing. Hopefully, it doesn't come to that. Hopefully, Crosby and Dubas can speak and come to an understanding with Crosby's... Sometimes I have a better job. You have to see my Yowie impression in person, folks, to understand it. Because I do something with my eyes. I do something with my hands. Mm-hmm. It's like my Rutherford impression. It's like, Josh, you know, it doesn't really sound like Rutherford. It's like a caricature.
It's the whole package that really does the trick. Yeah.
And when you know someone personally, as we know Josh, it's a fun thing to do. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about this anymore. I'm not talking about this. Go away.
Skating literally right past that.
Jordan. Well, anyway, we'll forget the other topic we were talking about. Now, the last sentence of Josh's article is, both the Penguins rebuild and the perfect Crosby endgame depend on it. It being, you'd have to read the article.
Yeah, which you should.
And I don't want to, and I'm not doing until I'm pleasantly doped up and through my exam later. Okay, so TMI. Jordan, preseason schedule, Pittsburgh Penguins, when does it kick off?
The Pittsburgh Penguins begin their preseason on Monday, September 22nd. Mm. They are playing the Montreal Canadiens, and they're playing in Montreal, I believe. Yes, they are. So we basically play the same three teams in the preseason, and I think that's because they don't really schedule preseason games outside of a certain travel radius. So we get a lot of Montreal, a lot of Columbus, a lot of Detroit, who are the teams that we're playing this preseason, but we get a lot of Buffalo too. So the preseason is never really all that exciting because it feels like it's like clockwork. It's the same thing every year. You get to see some of the new guys early on. You get to see hockey again, which is exciting because any NHL game is going to be exciting.
Moderately competitive.
Yeah, moderately, because these guys care, and a lot of them are fighting for minutes.
It's a Sidney Crosby-less Pittsburgh Penguins versus Montreal Canadiens with him as their second-line center or something.
Yeah, which we're not going to talk about that, because that's...
Sorry, I am just...
It's really hard to move past that.
Like, on 9/11, you're going to publish that? Too soon, Josh.
I know, truly, just... too soon.
He's going to get it from us for that. He needs to just dispose of that nonsense out of pocket, regardless of its validity, and shield us, the Penguins faithful, from gobbledygook such as that. No offense. I'm not calling your journalism gobbledygook. That's the joke there, is that you're an excellent writer. And so is Rob Rossi and the beat staff there for the Pittsburgh Penguins. But we're going to play the same old teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we have Buffalo, a home and home with Buffalo to round out the preseason. Mm. We've got Detroit twice, Columbus twice, and then Montreal once. So we'll see some of the household names towards the end of that stint. Of course, they're not going to play too soon because we know what we're going to get with a lot of them, with the exception of maybe Erik Karlsson.
We thought we knew what we were going to get until about 10 minutes ago.
That's a good point. I'm actively choosing to forget that. So every reminder is like a dagger to my heart. So we will be seeing preseason games. Yeah, maybe.
This is when we need a video element, because I am verklempt over here.
Yeah,
I know it's sort of pronounced verklempt and not with the R, but I'm going to spell it out so you can look it up. Verklempt.
Yeah, that's a very apt word for what is being felt right now. Anyway,
Kohlhaarb verklempt.
Nice.
Never mind. That's terrible.
Nice. No, I liked it.
But we got the preseason coming up. George just laid it out. Rewind. If you didn't catch it, mm-hmm. it's right back there in the pod. One final topic I want to talk about before I got to run and grab some lunch here. We started to talk about it before, which was the head coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins, Dan Muse, scrapped the whole right side defense thing that we were going into about mm-hmm. Carlson, which begat that hellacious moment when you discovered the article of all articles. But Dan Muse in general has this opportunity to go young, ultimately to run his bench how he sees fit, at least until he gets canned if it doesn't go well. But a coach can be a coach. A coach can pick who plays and who doesn't play, who he benches, who he doesn't. If you're him and Harrison Brunick comes into camp and, as he did last year, impresses all around, can you, rightfully leave him off the ice for very long, especially if some of these vets, like the aforementioned Carlson and who knows who, guys like Clifton Dumba, who have been brought up, aren't really doing it for you? You kind of have to go young at some point, especially if the rebuild continues, which Sidney Crosby's legacy is cemented. Mm-hmm. But Kyle Dubas has a legacy to cement yet. He did not get over the hump with the Toronto Maple Leafs. He wants to turn this job into a success. And he knows the likelihood is if either he's going to be there when the Penguins ever win a cup again, or more likely, as it goes with GMs, he rebuilds the team, gets them on the path to success, and then moves on to another job, unless he gets an extension, which could certainly happen. But if at the end of his job the team looks great, and likely Sid won't be there by that point, then his job is done, and he's done a good job, and he's a successful builder. You could then even look back and say, look, the Toronto Maple Leafs were actually a very good team at times, regular season team certainly, under Kyle Dubas here and there, but it just didn't go the way. And that's a crap deal for mm-hmm. coaches, for general managers, because they tend to take someone like Michel Therrien. He did a lot of good work with a player like Max Talbot, but he wasn't there to see Max get over the hump and win the championship. It took Dan Bylsma coming in, et cetera. So my question to you is, Jordan, if you're Dan Muse, how aggressive are you in running your bench young?
I think that's the whole point, right? Is seeing what they have and seeing what a guy like Dan Muse, who has coached, has primarily had experience with younger players, like get in there, see what that prospect pool has to offer. Mm-hmm. You've been racking up draft picks and prospects left and right. Now go see what you have. Now that is how I felt prior to 10 minutes ago when mm-hmm. we saw Josh Yowie's article. I don't know if I feel that way with my whole chest as much as I would have back then. Whatever you want to say before
reading
Crosby,
that piece,
before article, I don't know.
Josh.
Yeah, but I think the path that Dubas was trying to set the team on was pretty clear, and it mm-hmm. was getting younger, getting faster, and not necessarily pushing, especially not this year, pushing to be a competitive team in the playoffs. Yeah. Getting to the playoffs. So it's hard to imagine that they won't run the bench a little bit younger, because they have a lot of guys in the system right now who have shown potential, and they've shown flashes in at the AHL level. Just get them up here, because you don't want to get guys in the pros before they're ready. So that is something to keep in mind as well. But there is also kind of a, with the amount of draft picks the Penguins have in over the course of the next few years, like you have to see what guys like Rucker McGroarty, what can he really do at the pro level for a sustained amount of time? Like mm-hmm. I think, I don't know though, because now I just want to walk off one of the bridges, probably premature, but I don't know. I just feel like this, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, speaking of those prospects and some of those people, first of all, I tend to agree with you. What else is the point of bringing in a coach whose mm-hmm. pedigree is the ability to work youth. With those younger? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm on the bus with you, Jordan. I think not only do I see the logic in saying what else is the point if you don't do it, but I also do think he's going to be fairly aggressive with it. I mean, mm-hmm. look, you know, the ownership tells you, you put this player on the ice and we're firing you. I mean, that's one thing. But I doubt, first of all, FSG are kind of absent fathers, absent mothers, whatever, absent parents. And we also now know a very good reason that might stop a potential new owner from making a purchase of the Pittsburgh Penguins right mm-hmm. now. Because the news is out. The news is out now from the most reliable sources inside the inner circle of the Penguins that Crosby's future is at least in question.
Yeah.
Pending Kyle Dubas and the front office's decision-making in the next little while. Potentially. At least potentially in jeopardy. So, but this talk does make me think about guys like Rucker McGroarty, you know, more experienced prospects like himself, Ville Koivunen, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, the goaltenders who have yet to come up, like Sergei Mudryashov. And then, you know, I mentioned Rucker McGroarty. He is apparently dealing with an undisclosed injury right now and therefore will not be taking place part in the prospect camp. Although you'd almost think of a guy like McGroarty as not really being a prospect camp guy, more like a training camp guy. Like, he's already kind of proven his bona fides. Like, he doesn't need to go up to Buffalo for that. But I guess he typically would. Players like Bill Zonin, Ben Kindle, some of these draft picks of the Penguins over the summertime will certainly be there. Okay, last thing and not least, Jordan, one other thing that you and I kind of saw come across the Pittsburgh Penguins wire, so to speak, was the promotional schedule, which is a lot more fun to talk about than the other stuff that we shall not discuss again. We have some exciting promotions, starting with the old magnetic schedule on October 9th to kick off the season when the Islanders are in town. That's always a kind of like a, type of a promotion. I mean, I like having it on my fridge, but
it's very handy to have. And you don't, outside of being a season ticket holder, this is your only real chance to get that magnetic schedule. So
yeah, unless you're at like an auto zone that happens to have
that
a weird,
fair. Yeah, a knockoff one.
Do you see anything else? Are you looking at that link right now too from our chat?
Yeah, I got it pulled up.
What else? I mean, there are some obvious ones on here that everybody would want. But before we get to those, what are the other sort of like lesser ones that are of any interest to you before we get to the meat of the tomato?
I will say right now, there's a Hockey Fights Cancer beanie night.
Okay, yeah.
Love
I see
a good
that.
Beanie. There's a 2016 replica championship ring night that is on January 31st against the Rangers. And that would be actually that's 2016 replica championship ring day because it's a 3:30 puck drop. You got playing cards on January 15th against the Flyers and then a Zamboni gravy boat, which
that is,
I think I need desperately against that's the Thanksgiving Eve game against Buffalo.
Need that. You do need that for your house. That goes perfectly with some of your other accoutrements.
Yeah.
Also the very excellent chef that you are, by the way, anybody who's not already following Jordan DeFiggio online, go to Instagram and follow at Fidge Newton. You will also be able to find Fidge's Kitchen, which is your kind of adjacent account, not to say nothing of your music account at The Noah Jordan. You're really some kind of cook, and I have enjoyed your cooking, and it's very good, both the baked goods, the savory things, the healthier fare, and then the comfort food that you like to do for some of the football nights. It is, to be Jordan DeFiggio's pal off the air is a very fortunate thing because we eat well. The people in your inner circle eat well all the time. But wow, that Stanley Cup reunion ring, first of all, one of my favorite things to do in the world is to go to a Penguins-Rangers game. I love that rivalry.
They're incredible.
And that was my first... That was my entrance to Penguins fandom, was that Stanley Cup ring. So I will definitely be thinking about, even though you and I got to wear at least the 2017 ring when we were at Ryan Mills' house. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, how cool could was I forget? That? Yeah.
So everybody go back and to the Ryan Mill episode of Fly Penguins Fly. You have to scroll back in the feed of it, but it's all there for you. And he's got the Stanley Cup rings from his time as PA announcer, and we got to try one of them on. It was so cool. As well as, I think, did we hold one of his Emmys, possibly?
I don't know. I don't recall holding the Emmy. I remember seeing the Emmy.
They're very shiny.
They're so shiny. But I don't know if I held one. That doesn't mean that I didn't. I just don't recall if I did.
You were about to say them. Feel free to be the one to do so. But the obvious gets for the promotional schedule. Why don't you tell our listeners what's coming?
There are three specific nights that we've known about for a minute, but announced December 13th, January 10th, and March 21st will all be Big Three Legacy bobblehead games. Mm. So first one is Sid, the second one is Gino, and then the third one is Tanger. And those three bobbleheads, if you get all of them, connect. They attach to each other so you can display them proudly. And I just keep referencing Josh's article, but with this potential shift in the course of the Penguins' trajectory, it may be important.
It's almost like a trade request, if that's legitimate. It's not like a warning. It's like a trade request because he knows the team cannot abandon the rebuild.
Yep.
They can't. The Penguins are in rebuild mode. There is no real going back. Jake Guentzel was already traded. Brian Rust is great. He is a great hockey player. And not just because he's with Sidney Crosby. He would make a fine piece on any other team. But he's definitely with the Pittsburgh Penguins as of today, largely because of the presence of Sidney Crosby. If Sid were to go, folks, buckle up. Yeah. Because it would be rebuilt like you can't even imagine. It will look like the Johnstown Jets circa, well, actually, they were probably a pretty good team. Like, this will look like some beer league hockey for a while. It may already be the case, but, you know, if Sid would go, you're pulling the drain out of the bathtub and the water just starts to go at that point.
Because there's no incentive for...
Yeah.
Gino Anything. Has stayed because of the big three. Tanger has stayed because of the big three. If Crosby leaves, there's no incentive for those guys to stay here,
What if Sid went to Montreal? Would Chris Letang not follow him there? I mean, I don't know if they'd want to pay. I mean, he'd probably do it for almost nothing. Letang would play for $0 if Sid went to Montreal. They would both play for $0.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's... Mm. I don't know. I guess we'll see. But anyway.
I hate even giving people this bait to click on.
Yeah. But as of right now, those bobbleheads look really nice. So,
I don't know. Sidney Crosby is a Pittsburgh Penguin. We want to thank our partners, Espresso Amano, for partnering with Fly Penguins Fly Podcast. As always, I'm a big fan of the Artie Ethiopia Roast. Head over to the Butler Street in Lawrenceville and the Potomac Avenue in Dormont, locations of Espresso Amano. Get your fresh roasted coffee. I'm going to give myself a nice cup of Espresso Amano coffee when I get back from the dock later. And you know what, folks? We're going to keep this one short and I'm going to save my voice because I'm trying to heal and just say, let's go, Pens!
Let's go, Pens!